I had chatted to Eamon McGee ahead of that Donegal game, and he had told me that they had a good period of good preparation where they had no real distractions, that nobody in the senior panel, all their Sigerson and Fraser lads had been back for maybe 3-4 weeks. We were in the opposite situation where we had 8 or 9 boys in Rory's senior panel. We had a number of boys still playing with St. Pat's Mahara, the Convent and Mara Felt, who won the McCrory, and with Jordan St. Freshers and whatnot. So, you know, we hadn't a lot of work done. But at the same time, it was a good kick up the ass for us. It showed us where we needed to get to. And we regrouped after that. And as you know, Tom, there's very little time to regroup in this competition. You know, we had a good meeting on the Monday night after that game. We talked it over, we looked at the DVD, you know, areas where we felt we could improve, and we've done that pretty quickly, I think. We had a good result against Mayo down in Loop, and then Roscommon went down there and another good victory, and we've had a few good friendlies since that as well, so I'm a lot happier than I was after seeing the Donegal game.
And have you got more players available to you now?
We have, with a few more players available. Look, we're still not at full capacity with a few injuries. Rory still obviously has 3 or 4 boys still in the senior panel that we're still waiting on them coming back. Obviously, the result yesterday sort of pushes that back another week. Had Derry gained promotion yesterday, we probably would have had them back in this week. The fact that it runs on another week means we don't get them back for another week. So from my point of view, it's going to be tough, obviously, to include boys that haven't been doing much training with the group, but it is what it is.
And who are the lads in the senior squad?
Well, look, you've Callum Downey, you've Matthew Downey, you've Enda Downey.
They haven't done nothing with you at all.
Lachlan Murray and Owen McAvoy. So, with 4 or 5 lads there, they've done nothing with us at all. They've been involved in some of the video work sessions and team meetings and that, but because they've been training a lot with the seniors and that, and Carrion Knox, they haven't done anything with us. But look, these boys have played with each other a lot through the years, development squads, minors, so the hope is that we'll be fully integrated pretty quickly.
Yeah. And you playing Antrim in the first round?
Local neighbours, and a lot of the boys would know each other from schools football, played with a lot of the boys would have played with each other on freshers' sides with Jordanstown and with Queens, so familiar enough opposition. I know Niall Jackman very well, the manager. Look, it's going to be tough. The thing about this age group is sort of every week you don't know what you're getting. It's a funny age group. There's been obviously I would say even that under 21 similar. The thing about it is there's been 3 games in the developmental leagues, but every team has been experimenting. Every week every team has been changing. There's no consistency with team selection, so you can't really get a read on how a team's doing. Like I could go and watch Antrim's last 3 games, but you could tell the personnel is totally different. So you've no real form going into it as such. So I'm not really that bothered about Antrim. I haven't been focusing too much on Antrim. I've more been trying to focus on ourselves and our own strengths and weaknesses.
You said you beat Mayo and you beat Roscommon down in Roscommon, who are recognised as top quality sizes under 20. You had a couple of challenges as well. Who did you play in those?
I played Down and played Meath, and again with a couple of very positive results. So I'm happy, Tom. Like, I'm happy where we're at, but again you can't read too much into that because we don't know how strong Roscommon, Mayo, Down or Meath were on the day. Like last year, looking back to that, there was no league last year because of COVID, and we had a number of friendlies and done really well in them ahead of the Monaghan game, but we're very, very flat that night against Monaghan. So I'm not going to read too much into our friendlies, but as I say, every week we've set ourselves the target of improving on 1 or 2 different aspects, and we are doing that, and I think we're starting to come together more as a bunch the more we train together and play together and get bodies back. So we're in as good a place as we can be in.